The old adage says that the customer is always right. Well, that may be salient advice when you work in the restaurant business, but it's terrible ministry advice. But that is exactly the type of ministry advice you'll get from the world. The world says that people determine the practice. Good thing Jesus doesn't get his ministry policy from the world, and neither should we. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 7, verse 3. Jesus' brothers say, "Leave here and go to Judea that your disciples may see your works. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." This is the ministry advice coming from the lips of Jesus' blood brothers. And what they say is, give the people what they want. The people would love to see a dramatic display of dynamic miracles. Do more healings. Raise the dead if you can. The people would really go crazy for that kind of stuff, and then you would really have some followers. You'd be big stuff then. After all, you want more followers, don't you? What we learn from this passage is that Jesus' brothers really have no idea what they're talking about. They don't even believe in Jesus. And by extension, the world has no idea about ministry either. And we should love this passage because it protects us from pragmatic ministry philosophy of the customer is always right. Instead, we're going to see Jesus act according to his Father's will and timeline. And that's how we're to live this out as well, in the power of Christ. We don't take our cues from what we think the world wants to see. Our job is to be obedient to God's word and his ways. As you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our missionaries in the Ukraine. And also remember the Grusi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.